Welcome back to This Week in Rays Baseball. I'm Neil Solons. This week, the Rays minor league award winners were recognized. Blake Snow, who we heard from last week, continued to receive plenty of hardware. He became the fourth Rays minor leaguer to be named Baseball America's Minor League Player of the Year, joining Jeremy Hellickson, David Price, and Josh Hamilton. And I caught up with Snell yesterday to discuss the latest honor and all the awards he's won.
It's been kind of crazy. It's just kind of humbling, you know, like to really think about what I've done and how far I've come to get to where I am. So it's been really exciting.
Of all the honors you've won, is there one that means more than any other to you?
No, they all have their own meaning, and I'm appreciative for all the awards I've really won. So I'm really honored by it, but I know I have a lot more to do to be where I want to be here. So,
what did this week's Baseball America Player of the Year mean? Because it's not just a Pitcher of the Year, it's a Player of the Year for all of the sport.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. I'm really excited about it, and it's kind of, I can't really describe it because it hasn't like hit yet that I actually won that award. So I'm really excited about it, and it just doesn't seem real yet.
What does it mean to be back here, to be at this field where last year, you could say this year started for you?
Yeah, this is a place that I want to end up, and I want to play for many years here. So it's good to be here, and I hope I can be here for a long time.
You called last year's experience motivating. Is it motivating again to be here today?
Yeah, it's just as motivating, if not more, due to the fact that I'm so close to being here. So I'm going to work just as hard and do everything that I can to get back up here, or to get up here.
Now, in the minors, you don't travel by plane. You travel mostly by bus. So was the suit all ready for the occasion?
I was ready. The suit was ready. I kind of picked out a shirt and tie, and I already had this suit, so it wasn't too hard.
When you come to watch a game now, is it strange to watch one? Because you're playing, this is probably the only time all year you may sit and watch an actual baseball game.
Yeah, I haven't watched a game since I stopped playing, so this will be the first one, and it won't be bad at all. I'm excited for it. It'll be a good time to see all the guys that I could potentially be playing with.
What is the best part of an experience like this? You've been to a couple of these to get these awards.
It's something that I just kind of take in. I really just let it all come at me and just kind of grasp it. And, it's an honor to be here, and it's a lot of hard work. So I just kind of enjoy the moment.
Where'd you grow the most this year, do you think?
When they sent me back to High A, I felt that's where I really had to tell myself, had to motivate myself, really. Tell myself, look, it's not about where you start, it's where you finish, and you have a lot to do, a lot to prove. So I kind of just went with that and just attacked.
Well, you did. Congratulations on all the honors, and we look forward to seeing you in spring training next year.
Thank you very much.
And that's Blake Snell, the Rays Minor League Pitcher of the Year, and he also was the Baseball America Player of the Year and USA Today Player of the Year, too. That wasn't a surprise, nor was Richie Schaefer winning Player of the Year honors for the Rays for hitting 29 homers between the minors and majors.
It's a great honor. I think that it's been the culmination of, a lot of hard work and a lot of, perseverance and sort of, motivation and drive to sort of, bounce back from a tough year that I had last year. But I knew that I was on the right track at the end of the year, and I knew that I had put all the work in to have a good year. And, I went into the year confident and sort of with a chip on my shoulder, and the results sort of took care of themselves, and obviously the recognition is something that I definitely appreciate.
What do you hope maybe to send a message to other minor leaguers within the system who may have gone through some of the same struggles you did in different ways that can help them kind of move forward from it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that it just goes to show that if you really dedicate yourself to something and you continue to stay confident and have the belief that, you're a talented player and that you've put the work in to achieve the goals you want, then, anything is possible. And it doesn't matter if you've, been terrible for three straight years. All it takes is the right mindset and the right work and working on the correct things. And you just never know. I mean, you can always turn yourself around, and you can always realize your potential as long as you're willing to work for it and chase after it.
You are getting some opportunities to play here in September. What did it mean to come back up
And how important is this month for you to kind of learn your body when you have to play 6 months versus five?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely definitely starting to feel that extra month a little bit. You know, this is sort of the first time I've, you know, had to play this far into September. You know, I think you learn how to pace yourself in the last, you know, sort of weeks. You learn how to, you know, take care of your body. You learn, you know, what you can do, what you can't do in terms of your work on the field day to day. You know, so obviously I've been getting some opportunities in the outfield here and there. So I've been trying to, you know, sort of catch up and doing a lot of power shag in the outfield and realizing that, you know, I got to kind of pick my battles, that, you know, I don't have as much gas in the tank as I did early in the season. So I can't go out there for three straight rounds of BP sprinting around trying to chase after balls, regardless of how much I need to try to, you know, improve my reads and my jumps. I just don't, you know, you learn what your body can handle and what it can't handle. And I think those are all good learning experiences for the future. And obviously getting the experience here at the major league level, getting back in a winning mentality, getting back into, you know, the environment of, you know, team first and what you can do to help the team win is, you know, is crucial.
You've transformed your body, as we've talked about, going into this year. So as you look toward next year, how do you want to use the offseason to help you try and win a job in 2016?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. You know, I think it depends on, you know, if they give me some indication of where my best chances are of being able to make the team next year. If they say, hey, listen, you know, we're going to use you. If you're going to make this team, it's going to be all over the place like it was this year, or more of a specific position, that's going to sort of tailor my off-season workout a little bit more. You know, if it's going to be, if there's more opportunities in the outfield, maybe not try to get, you know, as big as I was and try to maybe, you know, get a little quicker. If, you know, the corner infield spots are opportunities for me to play, then, you know, I can obviously, you know, get a little bigger even than I was this year. And if they don't say anything, then just, you know, sort of do what I did this past year and just sort of try to improve my overall athleticism and strength and speed, just without sort of focusing on one over the other.
What types of things are you learning about the way teams pitch you that you've seen in the first stint here at the big leagues, and what types of things are you learning about yourself from that?
Yeah, you know, I came up here, you know, sort of thinking, all right, you know, like, I'm a rookie. They're going to come out here and challenge me and see what I can do. And, you know, it sort of hasn't necessarily been the case all that much. You know, I think obviously the Red Sox and the Tigers and some of these teams we play consistently in AAA, so they have a pretty detailed scouting report on, you know, what I've done in AAA and AA in the minor leagues coming up. So they know sort of, you know, what we're capable of as rookies coming up here. So it hasn't been as much just, okay, here you go, let's see what you can do. They kind of know already what you can do, and they've sort of pitched you accordingly. So, you know, I've had to make my adjustments, you know, in terms of, you know, thinking, okay, you're going to get, you know, a little steadier diet of fastballs because you're unproven and stuff like that. It hasn't necessarily been the case. They've, you know, a lot of teams have pitched me very carefully, and, you know, they're gonna see if I can lay off of pitches early in counts and see if I have the patience to get myself into fastball counts. And I've done a okay job of it at times, and at times I've expanded a little bit. So I think it's a good learning process for me right now to, you know, sort of just get back into a, you know, the same type of approach that made me successful in the first place, and just treat them like normal at bats because they're pitching me like I'm a normal player, not, you know, like a rookie that they know nothing about.
And that's Richie Schaefer, who has three homers with the Rays to this point and should play significantly the final 2 weeks of the regular season. He's in the starting lineup today. Schaefer and Blake Snell, the Rays pitcher of the year, were so good this season that their performances probably overshadowed terrific seasons by several Rays farmhands. One of them, Taylor Motter, had 58 extra base hits and 26 steals with AAA Durham, and for the first time was part of the minor league awards as Durham's MVP.
It's awesome. It's indescribable. It shows that you know, the team had a good year, and I was real happy with the year I had, and see what happens in the future.
What made this year possible? Because you put up staggering numbers, 25-plus steals, 50-plus extra base hits. You hit for average, you scored, you drove in runs.
My off season was pretty good. I played in Venezuela, had a good time down there. The weightlifting program I did was really good down in my home. And then I got to give a lot of credit to Jared and the guys at Durham. They told me exactly what was going to happen throughout the year. The position wise, where I was going to play, they kept me informed on everything, and they knew the type of player I was going to be, and I played a lot of different positions, and I played them a lot.
You mentioned playing a lot of positions. You played at least 5 games at 6 different spots. So where are you comfortable?
Well, in high school and college, I was a shortstop. So, of course, I'm going to be a favorite and say short. But, you know, I play second really well, I feel. Short, I play really well. And I love being in center field, even though I don't see it too much happening. But just being the captain out there and running around a lot is a lot of fun.
You also hit everywhere in the lineup. Do you change your approach based on where you hit, or is it you're a hitter?
No, I just try and stick to the same thing. No matter if I'm hitting 1, 2, 7, the situation is going to come up in a game no matter what it is. So you can't really prepare for what it's going to be until it actually happens.
In Durham, you got to play closer to home. Did that mean anything to you, and do you think that also made you more comfortable in your environment?
My parents came up a little bit. It was about a 9-hour drive, so it was nice. I did play college ball around that area. Which was great too. A lot of my coaches came out to the games and stuff, so I was used to the weather and I knew it was going to be like, and I had a blast.
Where do you think you grew the most this year as a player on and off the field?
I think the older guys that we had in the locker room with us really helped mold my, I don't want to say makeup, but my makeup when I was doing good, when I was doing bad, trying to be the same guy consistently throughout.
Where do you want to continue to grow next year?
I want to learn how to consistently be a big leaguer, whatever that means to anybody who wants to take it, but I want to learn the consistency of being that guy.
You went to Venezuela last year. Are you going to play winter ball again?
I am. I'm going down to Dominican this year, Escogido.
What are you most excited about with that experience? Because different cultures, different countries, different areas.
Venezuela was fun. It was a different experience. I think what I'm looking forward to most in the Dominican is I'll actually get to play short down there. For right now, that's what's being said. We don't know what happens when we show up down there, but playing short on a consistent basis down there where they just have middle infielders everywhere would be great.
How important is that to you? Because as Jubal Cabrera is a free agent after this year, there's going to be a lot of competition, but certainly your big league chances are helped if you can show you can play shortstop.
I think it helps anybody if you can show that you can play shortstop. You know, they always say if you can play short, you can play every other position, but not necessarily that easily. But if I can play shortstop consistently and do well at it, I think I'll have a good shot to do whatever the organization wants me to do next year.
The first true utility player in the organization was Ben Zobrist. Has he influenced you?
A lot.
How?
Just watching him play. I know that during BP is when you got to get better as a utility player, taking ground balls off the bat and taking ground balls in the outfield. But the defensive part aside, you also got to be a consistent hitter, and Zobrist has been that for a long time.
Did he tell you anything in previous spring trainings that have stuck with you?
His biggest thing was always take ground balls before game. Mostly it's short, because if you could play short, then you could pretty much play anywhere in the infield. And then when you go in the outfield, you're playing wherever that day in the outfield. Make sure you play that position.
You're a former 17th round pick. Do you carry a bit of a chip, and do you think that's what helped drives you to put up the numbers you do?
I'd lie if I say there wasn't a chip. You got to think all the other teams passed on me 17 rounds, so I think there's a chip to prove everybody wrong and prove that the Rays were right when they took a chance for me, and I really appreciate that chance that they gave me, and I'm thankful for that every day. So with that being said, I do think there's a huge chip to prove to these guys that I can do it.
After the year you had, how close are you in your mind?
I can taste it. It's not quite a full bite yet, but I hopefully feel myself getting closer.
And that is Durham MVP Taylor Motter, who is indeed getting closer. In fact, this is the season the Rays would have to put Motter on the 40-man roster or risk losing him in the Rule 5 draft. And the same goes for Charlotte's MVP, pitcher Jake Faria. Were it not for Blake Snell, Faria would have won Pitcher of the Year. He won 17 games, most in the minors, and was second in the minors in ERA at 1.92. And Faria was appreciative to be named a team MVP.
I mean, it's huge. It's a huge honor just because there are so many guys on that team that were deserving. That was a very good team that they had, that we had in Port Charlotte. You know, I think Marjma hit 300, a few guys on the pitching staff. So it's a huge honor.
You were part of playoff teams for two teams in the system. The first half, you end up winning a championship with Charlotte, and then you win a playoff spot with Montgomery. How important to you is winning as you try and move up the ladder?
It's huge. I mean, you have to learn how to win. I mean, when you get to the big leagues, it's priority number one is getting to the playoffs and knowing how to win. So having done it with two different teams, it was really fun, and it's a big part of the growing process. So
you not only led the Rays in wins, you led the entire minor leagues in wins, and you were second in ERA. Mm-hmm. What made all of that possible this year?
A lot of stuff. Things that I've learned with the Rays and things that I worked on the offseason with my pitching coach back home. Not so many physical things, a lot of mental stuff, learning how to control the game mentally. Trying not to hold on to things for too long and just move on day to day, but a lot of things went into it.
Who helped you with the mental aspect of the game? What allowed you to take a leap forward?
A huge part of it is my pitching coach that I work with in San Diego. His name's Dominic Johnson. We do a workout. We call it Heffling. It's based on Guff Heffling's workout that he used to do with the Phillies. It just works on just getting past every exercise and trying to focus on each one individually. And he's probably been the biggest help mentally and a huge help physically too.
How long have you known him? How does that relationship go back?
I've known him since before my first spring training. My scout that signed me introduced me to him, and we clicked, you know, from the start. So I've been working with him the last 4 years, and it's been a huge, huge benefactor.
How about with the Rays? Who's been most helpful there?
Everyone that I worked with, whether it was bad advice, it taught me how to, you know, there's some, you know, guys that coaches that are no longer with us, or guys that didn't really click with me, or great advice. I worked with, you know, Doc Watson in Port Charlotte this year. He was a huge help. Dewey Robinson, Dick Bosman. I mean, all those guys have been huge helps. So just everybody up and down the organization.
In terms of your stuff, what's taken the biggest leap forward?
Just the consistency of it. I also learned a new changeup this offseason. But the consistency of being able to go out there, you know, almost every day and then be able to do it all over and over again, it's been way better this year.
Describe your changeup. What was it and what is it now?
It used to be just a regular circle change. You know, it was just good depth to it, but it was really inconsistent at times. The changeup I throw now is called the Fosh. It's kind of like a modified split finger, and it plays better off my fastball. So that's been a really, really big help.
Is the goal of it to have similar look out of the hand of the fastball, same arm slot? How is it different, and how does it help you in terms of your success this season?
Exactly how you put it. Just the same release point, same arm speed. It comes out just as hard, and then it just hits a wall or just drops right off the table. So it really confuses the hitter a little bit more than my other changeup. I used to have to slow down a lot on that one. So this one, just the way I hold it, allows me to throw it as hard as I can, and it plays off pretty well.
Three times in 3 years you've been recognized by the Rays, twice as a team MVP, mm-hmm. last year as the community champion. Which means more to you and why?
They all mean something different. You know, the Eric Walker Award, that was really big just because it recognizes you not only as a player but as a regular human being. You know, the things that you contribute off the field. So that one was really big to me. But just each team has been really different in Princeton and then Port Charlotte. And so just they all mean something a little bit different to me.
In terms of next year, your goals, mm-hmm. obviously you're knocking on the door now. You're now 40-man eligible. What would it mean to be on the 40-man roster?
It'd be huge. Just to know that they think that way of me, or, you know, they see me there in the future. That way, it'd be really great. It'd be awesome.
Where do you touched on where you've grown this year. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to grow next year? Where's the next step, the next frontier for Jake Faria?
Strength-wise, I want to get a little bit stronger. You know, like I mentioned before, the consistency was really good with everything this year. But just to build off of that, you know, be a little bit stronger, put on some weight. And that's pretty much the main priority for me this offseason.
What's the competition level like in this organization? I mean, in most organizations, you would have won Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. There's some guy named Blake Snell who took that away from you.
It's ridiculously good. I mean, you have guys like you mentioned, Blake, Brent Honeywell. There's a lot of guys up and down the organization that are tremendous talents, and so it's tough. You know, you got a lot of guys competing for the exact same job, and it's fun. You know, me and Snell have been teammates since 2011, so to see him be this successful and have the year he did, I'm really happy for him.
Do you share information with one another? Do you think the fact that you are so talented as a group pushes one another and maybe gets you better faster?
Me and Snell have talked a lot over the years. This year, mainly, you know, we talked about, you know, every time one of us did well, the other guy wanted to go out and do better the next time, just pushing each other to be better and better. So, you know, I was chasing him all year. It didn't end up being too close of a race. He kind of ran away with it, but it was fun, you know, being in that race with him. So,
what was the highlight of the season? Because you won two playoff spots. You got to pitch opposite Jose Fernandez. Mm-hmm. You started an all-star game, and you led the minors in wins. So what's the top of all those?
It's kind of tough to say. I mean, it's been a big year. It's been a really eventful year. That's tough. I mean, I think just playing in the playoffs for the first time, I'd never been to the playoffs before in my pro career. So being able to go to the playoffs and pitch in the playoffs, that was probably the most fun, the biggest part of the year.
And that is Jake Faria on a fantastic campaign that saw him named the Charlotte MVP. Congratulations as well to the Stone Crabs, who a week ago today won the Florida State League Championship. And congratulations to all of the minor league MVPs, Taylor Motter in Durham, Tyler Goodell in Montgomery, Jake Faria in Charlotte, Casey Gillespie in Bowling Green. In short season play, Jake Cronenworth in Hudson Valley, Zachary Law in Princeton, Oscar Rojas in the Gulf Coast League, Rene Pinto in the Venezuelan Summer League, and Jesus Sanchez in the Dominican Summer League. We had so many people to chat with, so little time on this program, and we didn't want to cut an interview short. So next week, you're going to hear from the Defensive Player of the Year in the organization. That's outfielder Braxton Lee. And also, pitcher Mark Sappington, who yesterday was named the organization's Eric Walker Community Champion. Again, congratulations to all of those honored this year by the Rays at the minor league level.